This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, April 29. Matthias. A reading comes from Acts chapter 1. Then the apostles returned to Jerusalem from the hill city called the Mount of Olives, a Sabbath day's walk from the city. When they arrived, they went upstairs to the room where they were staying. Those present were Peter, John, James, and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James, son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas, son of James. They all joined together constantly in prayer, along with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. In those days, Peter stood up among the believers, a group numbering about 120, and said, "Brothers and sisters, the scripture had to be fulfilled in which the Holy Spirit spoke long ago through David concerning Judas, who served as guide for those who arrested Jesus. He was one of our number and shared in our ministry. With the payment he received for his wickedness, Judas bought a field. There he fell headlong, his body burst open, and all his intestines spilled out. Everyone in Jerusalem heard about this, so they called that field in their language Akeldama, that is, field of blood. For, said Peter, it is written in the book of Psalms, 'May his place be deserted, let there be no one to dwell in it, and may another take his place of leadership.' Therefore, it is necessary to choose one of the men who have been with us the whole time the Lord Jesus was living among us, beginning from John's baptism to the time when Jesus was taken up from us. For one of these must become a witness with us of his resurrection." So they nominated two men, Joseph, called Barsabbas, also known as Justice, and Matthias. Then they prayed, "Lord, you know everyone's heart. Show us which of these two you have chosen to take over this apostolic ministry, which Judas left to go where he belongs." Then they cast lots, and the lot fell to Matthias. So he was added to the 11 apostles. At a professional basketball game, have you looked at all of the players sitting on the bench? Most of them still have their warm-ups on and aren't sweating at all. They all have plenty of skills, or they wouldn't even be allowed to sit on that bench. They were probably stars at whatever previous level of basketball they played, but for now, they sit on the bench and patiently wait for a turn to play. I wonder if Matthias felt in a way like that. He had been following Jesus from the beginning. He had heard everything that Jesus had taught. He had seen all of the miracles Jesus had done. He may have been one of the 72 followers Jesus had sent out during his ministry. Matthias must have had many stories to share about what he had seen and done while following Jesus. Certainly, he was a qualified and loyal follower of Jesus, but he wasn't one of the 12 apostles until his name came up and was drawn by lot. Sometimes the message we get from Jesus is wait. We may be ready to go where he sends us or to do what he wants us to do, but he tells us to wait. Wait for the opportunity and for the time to be right. Wait for Jesus to call on us. I imagine Matthias was excited to become part of the leading group of Christ followers who would go out and change the world. I hope you are excited to be a part of that movement as well. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, when you call us to follow you, move us to say yes with excitement and joy for what you have in store for us. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.